Fired for filling Google's own product gap. Google terminated engineer Justin Ponelt after he built and shared a command line interface for Google Workspace, the company's enterprise productivity suite covering Gmail, Drive, Docs, and Calendar, reportedly on his own time. The tool addressed a genuine gap. While competitors like AWS and Azure ship robust CLIs, Google Workspace's official command line layer has remained thin, leaving IT and DevOps teams without easy scripting access to bulk user provisioning, automated calendar management, and similar operations. Ponelt's tool became popular enough that Google's own security team noticed it. The response was termination, not recruitment. The legal terrain amplifies the controversy. Most software engineering employment agreements carry broad intellectual property assignment clauses that can claim ownership of anything created during employment, regardless of company resources used. California's Labor Code Section 2870 carves out exceptions for inventions developed entirely on personal time without company tools, but enforcement is expensive and outcomes are uncertain. Commenters on Hacker News describe the IP clauses at large tech firms as having grown more aggressive in recent years, with Google's policies reportedly among the most expansive. The business irony is hard to miss. Platform ecosystems with vibrant third-party developer communities, Salesforce's AppExchange is the canonical example, derive competitive advantage precisely from engineers who learn the platform deeply enough to extend it. Firing Ponelt for doing exactly that sends a signal across the industry. As one commenter noted, the chilling effect is the real damage. Every engineer at a large tech company who maintains a side project touching anything adjacent to their employer's work is now recalibrating their risk tolerance. The downside is asymmetric. Termination is possible, but there is no corresponding upside reward. The episode also reopens a longer-running conversation about Google's relationship with developers. Years of abrupt API deprecations, the shutdown of Google Stadia, and a general sense that Google products can disappear without warning have eroded developer trust. Terminating an engineer for building an open-source tool that made Google's own platform more useful to paying enterprise customers is unlikely to help repair it.